Hey drivers, thank you for tuning in to the Wave Express Safety Podcast. We want to help you stay safe and successful out on the road. Here's your safety message for the month.
Hello, my name is Mike Miles, Safety Director at Wave Express. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, so today we're going to talk about how to avoid driving distracted. According to the CDC, in 2016, 3,450 people were killed in crashes involving distracted drivers. In 2015, 391,000 people were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving a distracted driver. Often, distracted driving is centered around cell phone use, but can include various other activities such as eating, talking, adjusting the GPS or radio, or climate controls. Approximately 9 people are killed and more than 1,000 injured daily in the United States in incidents that are reported as involving a distracted driver. Do you think distracted driving doesn't apply to you? In March of this year, in the video you're about to view, an actual Wave Express driver is cruising down I-65 south of Birmingham in the right lane. The driver became distracted and did not see the semi-truck and trailer speeding down the passing lane on their left side. What happens next may result in catastrophic damage, injury, or death. The Smith system places distracted driving into 4 categories: mental, visual, auditory, and physical. Mental distractions are when you're thinking about something other than the road. For example, thinking about where you're going to eat next, or the never-ending to-do list for the day. Visual distractions are when you are looking at something besides the road. An example of this is when you're taking your eyes off the road to look at your phone or other device. Focusing on the scenery or a person or object on the roadside can also be considered a visual distraction when your focus is away from the road for too long. Auditory distractions are when a sound distracts you from the road. For example, when you're rocking out to your favorite jam, not only can this prevent you from hearing the horn of another motorist or the siren of the emergency vehicle behind you or beside you, it can also cause mental distraction if you let your mind wander from focusing on the road and the surrounding traffic. Physical distractions are when you take your hands off the wheel to do something else. For example, when you go to change the radio station or adjust the climate controls in your vehicle, or reach for something that has fallen off the seat or dash. These activities not only require physical movement, but your eyes to focus on something other than the road, and your mind is not fully engaged on driving. Next, we'll talk about the myth of multitasking. Many people believe that they can multitask between 2 different things. Scientists have proven that what your brain is really doing is switching back and forth between 2 tasks rapidly. Have you ever tried watching television and talking on the phone at the same time? It is almost impossible to focus on both talking on the phone and watching TV. The same is true when you're driving down the road and are distracted by eating, talking, or using an electronic device. When your focus is on one task at a time, you do it much better, faster, and more efficiently. When a driver is distracted, they can miss 50% of what's going on around them. This could lead to anywhere from fines and property damage to loss of life. Do you remember the Wave Express driver drifting into the left lane on I-65? Do you want to know what happened? How many people were injured? How many lives were changed in a split second? How much damage occurred? How many what-ifs, I should-haves, if-I-dids, and if-I-could-do-it-over-agains? Thankfully, by the grace of God, both drivers reacted in time to avoid a potential catastrophic event. When the Wave Express driver was interviewed later, they did not remember drifting into the oncoming truck's path. This is a lesson for each of you watching this video. Please remember to avoid risks associated with distracted driving. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and mind on driving. it could be the difference between arriving alive or not. Have a great day and a safe trip.